Creation and evolution, two very different worldviews. What is your worldview? There are two ways to look at this world. Some people look at the world and think, amazing, a big bang made this world from nothing. This is the humanist worldview based on the evolution theory. Man is thought to be God and answers to no one. Other people look at the world and think there is incredible design. There must be a smart designer. This is the creationist worldview based on the biblical account of creation. God is God and judges all men. Both of these worldviews have the same evidence on which to base their conclusions. However, they are looking at the evidence from two very different starting points. There are only two starting points for our worldviews. One is man's word and the other is God's word. Either man's word is truth or God's word is truth. Problems arise when you take man's fallible ideas, philosophies, and theories and try to make them fit into the infallible, inspired, inerrant word of the living God. We need to start with the Bible. Put on our biblical glasses and view the world from that perspective. Now let's examine these two very different worldviews in a little more detail. The evolutionary worldview says that 18 to 20 billion years ago there was a Big Bang. The Earth began as a hot ball of rock 4.6 billion years ago. Millions of years of torrential rains created great oceans. Swirling in the waters of these oceans was a bubbling broth of complex chemicals. And progress from a complex chemical soup to a living organism is thought to be very slow. In these oceans, the first living organisms appeared. The first self-replicating systems must have emerged in this organic soup. So the evolutionists believe that 20 billion years ago, there was a Big Bang. 4.6 billion years ago, the Earth formed as a hot ball of rock. It rained on this rock for millions of years and created a soup. This soup came alive 3 billion years ago. Therefore, according to the evolutionary worldview, your ancestor was soup. The creationist or biblical worldview, on the other hand, is very different. The Bible says that God created everything about 6,000 years ago. About 4,400 years ago, there was a worldwide flood. 2,000 years ago was the life of Jesus Christ on earth, and here we are today, waiting for his return any minute now. The way you view this world will determine how you will answer the four great questions of life. There are four questions that every single religion on planet Earth tries to answer. They are, who am I and what am I worth? Where did I come from? Why am I here, and where am I going when I die? The way you answer these questions is completely determined by your worldview. If evolution is true, how would you answer these questions? Who am I, and what am I worth? If the evolution theory is true, you are nothing important. You are just a piece of protoplasm that washed up on the beach. You are not worth a thing. Where did I come from? If evolution is true, you came from a Big Bang about 20 billion years ago. Why am I here? If evolution is true, there is no purpose to life. Where am I going when I die? If evolution is true, you are going to the grave and you will be recycled into a worm or a plant. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. If this is true, this puts a whole different set of answers to these questions. We had better try to figure out who God is and figure out what he wants, because he created this world, he owns it, and he makes the rules.